Thank you, Member President. We've been hoping for some more direct intervention. She turned to the hostess now. And thank you for your hospitality, madame. It's been most enlightening. She laughed at her own joke. I'd love to come again, if I may. Why, I'd be delighted, dear Thisbe. I shall talk to membership about an invitation for you. Madame kissed her goodbye on both cheeks. Duke Ganymede can slide like a dancer, strut like a cock, or march like a soldier. He chose the last, dragging Thisbe toward the door by a force of command. I opened the door for them and handed in the sack with Thisbe's boots and weapons. Thisbe's arts, Your Grace. The Duke does not thank slaves. Director Ondo rose now. I'll go too, if we're done here. Yes, we're done. Thank you, Hoteka. I knew if anyone could recognize the child, it would be you and Ganymede. See you tonight? The Chief Director kissed her hand before departing. Until tonight, madame. I expect your presence tonight too, Mycroft, he ordered, raising his eyes to me for the first time since I had entered. We'll have work for you. Yes, Chief Director. I closed the door behind him. Then I faced Madame, alone at last in her salon. Nicely played, Madame. Very nicely played. She appreciates that sort of compliment from me. Thank thee, Mycroft. Now, she shooed me like a pigeon. To thy work. Chapter the 27th. The interlude in which Martin Gildbreaker pursues the question of Dr. Cato Weeksbooth. Call logged 11:11 Universal Time, March 26th, 2454. Seneschal. Not often notre maître asks a question like that. Gildbreaker. Dominic, where are you? Are you hurt? Seneschal. And he asked it in front of Caesar, no less. Do the Utopians ever turn down an application to join the Hive? He looked straight at Aldrin when he asked it, too. He actually looked. And did you see how pale Mycroft turned when he heard it? I'm surprised the little stray's tracker didn't summon Papadelius. Gildbreaker. Dominus is really worried about you. The others may not see the difference, but I can tell. Seneschal. Well, do they turn applications down? Gildbreaker. The Utopians? No, never. I had Aldrin check. Seneschal. You don't see it, do you? Gildbreaker. I do see it. There's someone Dominus thinks would want to be a Utopian but isn't, so they wondered if their application was rejected. I'll act on it. But you need to come back and tell us what's happening. What have you been doing for the last 3 days? Seneschal. Seconds before that question, he'd asked Aldrin how long until the next Mars launch. Here's your hint. I heard notre maître ask Cato Weeksbooth the same thing earlier that day. How long until the next Mars launch? And he got just as accurate an answer. Then he asked Weeksbooth how long the Senior Weeksbooth Bash had been humanist, and the blessed little coward didn't know. Gildbreaker. Cato Weeksbooth? Seneschal, I leave it to you. I've found richer hunting. Gildbreaker. Dominic, what? Call ended 11:13 Universal Time, March 26th, 2454. From the notes of Martin Gildbreaker. At 14:22 Universal Time on March 26, 2454, I arrived at the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry to interview Dr. Cato Weeksbooth. I did not give prior notice so that Dr. Weeksbooth would not have time to consult the other members of the Senior Weeksbooth Bash before accepting. I was directed to wait for Dr. Weeksbooth in their office and found it remarkable that a volunteer should have their own office. The office contained tanks with fish, mice, frogs, crickets, and a very large ant colony, and was decorated with pictures of famous scientists and photographs of Dr. Weeksbooth with children at science fairs and locations of scientific interest. Notable were five framed handwritten paper letters from former students thanking Dr. Weeks Booth for inspiring them to pursue careers in science. Three of the five mentioned receiving significant prizes. In each case, the letter was framed so as to be partly covered by a photograph of the author as a child. I scanned the letters and determined two peculiarities. First, in all five cases, the photographs had been carefully positioned to obscure points in the letter where the author mentioned having joined the utopian hive. Second, my scanner confirmed that the stains on all five letters were tears. Many people value gut instinct, but in my experience, gut reactions make it more difficult to objectively pursue an investigation. I could not shake the sense of murder which I had picked up from hearing Tsunio Tsugiyama describe the suicide by car crash of their grandchild's fiancé. And I could feel myself looking for murder as I worked and reading it into evidence whether it was there or not. To counteract this tendency, I decided to begin with a question least directly related to murder, that is, the question of Dr. Cato Weeks Booth. This may seem a strange starting place, but much of life consists in repeating actions which are constantly effective, even if the mechanism is not clear. The porphyrogene rarely judges it necessary to help me with my work, and when they do, the aid is often in the form of such a seemingly tangential question, which inevitably leads me to the end I seek. Cato Weeks Booth is 35 years old, male, 173 centimeters tall, of recognizable Chinese descent, with dark brown eyes and wild, wiry hair, clearly styled after Einstein. Dr. Weeks Booth wore a mad scientist costume with an archaic white laboratory coat over blue hospital scrubs, and humanist boots of griffin cloth which showed the internal anatomy of the feet. Only three strat insignia were visible, two pins on the lapel of the lab coat indicating membership in the Friends of the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry and the 10-plus Moon Club, and a pair of rubber lab gloves tied into a knot at the belt, which is the insignia of the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry Junior Scientist Squad. Dr. Weeks Booth seemed agitated and spent much of the interview performing maintenance on the tanks of animals around the room in a clear effort to avoid eye contact. I commenced formal interview at 1447 Universal Time. Guildbreaker. Thank you for seeing me today, Dr. Weeks Booth. Weeks Booth. Can this be fast? I have a thing to do. A meeting. I have a meeting to do, to go to run. I have to run a meeting, so I can't stay long for whatever this is. Why do you want to talk to me anyway? I never saw the stupid 710 list. It's nothing to do with me. I'm very busy. Can't you leave me alone? Guildbreaker. This will be quick, Dr. Weeks Booth. I just need to get some information about the habits of the house, so I can tell when the thief is most likely to have entered. How much of your time would you say you spend at home? Weeks Booth. Most of it. I do work there, you know. Guildbreaker. How many hours a week are you at home? Weeks Booth. I don't know. Lots. I'm always there, usually. Unless I'm here. Guildbreaker. Do you spend a lot of time here at the museum? Weeks Booth. I guess. Guildbreaker. How many hours a week? Weeks Booth. It depends, maybe 20. No, more than that, 30, 40, maybe 40. Guildbreaker. How long have you been volunteering here? Weeks Booth. Since I was 15. Guildbreaker. That's a long time. You must enjoy it. Weeks Booth. Yes. Guildbreaker. What made you start? Weeks Booth. Kids aren't learning science right these days. The teachers teach it like it's just supposed to be useful. Like, here, learn this geometry so you can design a building. Here, learn this chemistry so you can make a plastic bag. Of course kids don't like it. No kid comes home from school and says, I want to make plastic bags when I grow up. We already have plastic bags and comfy chairs and flying cars. We've had them for centuries, and they aren't getting better because they work already, so no one's interested in replacing them, just making them cheaper or with more games. That isn't science. Science is figuring out where the universe is going. Science is noticing that the ants crawling up the picnic table like your sandwich better than your boss Sibs and asking why. Not how is this useful, not can I make this into a plastic bag, but why? Guildbreaker, I meant, why did you start volunteering at that age specifically? Weeksbooth, oh, my doctor made me. Guildbreaker, your doctor? Weeksbooth, Dr. Balin, Ember Balin, my psychiatrist. Guildbreaker, why did Dr. Balin want you to start volunteering? Weeksbooth, because I tried to kill myself. Look, this has nothing to do with the 710 list. If you want a list of what hours I've been at the museum, you can ask the staff assistant. Can I go now? Guildbreaker, what's your meeting? Weeksbooth, what? Guildbreaker, the meeting you have to go run, what is it? Weeksbooth, it's a junior scientist squad meeting. Guildbreaker, what's that? Weeksbooth, a science club for kids. Guildbreaker, what sorts of things does the club do? Weeksbooth, we have club meetings twice a week, and I give special tours and demonstrations in the museum, and we have a reading group and a lab where the kids do lab experiments. I supervise, but they pick the projects and do everything themselves, and they also do solo research projects and present them at our annual science fair. It's getting famous now. The director of World Lab came last year, and field trips. We do field trips to labs and research bases and geological sites and nature preserves, whatever the kids request, and up the elevators. And Luna City, that's their favorite. Every year, Luna City. Guildbreaker, how many times have you been to the moon? Weeksbooth, 19 times now. This year will be my 20th. Guildbreaker, that must be expensive. Don't the Utopians make you pay the full cost of the trip after the second time? Weeksbooth, they subsidize me because I take the kids. We have a special package where we get to stop at the ISSC, too. Do you realize 70% of kids today haven't been to the moon by the time they head off to a campus? 13% of people never go at all, even with the subsidies. You know, if you still haven't gone by the time you turn 60, they invite you to go for free, and 13% still never do. Guildbreaker, it sounds like a great club. Weeksbooth, it is. It's popular, too. We have 61 members this year. That's a record. Of course, usually only about 20 come to each meeting, but 20 is still a lot. And I get more at the lectures, and they record the lectures now, too, and distribute them free. The museum director told me they're being used in more than 100 classrooms. Guildbreaker, I watched one as a sample before coming. Weeksbooth, which one? Guildbreaker, the history of vaccination. You're a very passionate lecturer. You made me tear up at one point. Weeksbooth, it's the material, not me. An achievement like that would move you to tears if it were written in bad verse on the back of a napkin. That is, if you've any scientific passion left in you. Some people don't. Guildbreaker, I don't think it was just the material. You're a very good speaker. You've also written some books. Weeksbooth, no one took it seriously. They say I'm trying to teach science like it's poetry. Well, science is poetry. And anyone who doesn't see that is dead inside. Guildbreaker, you're referring to your guidebook for science teachers, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow? Weeksbooth, yes. You were thinking of something else? Guildbreaker, the Horizoners. Weeksbooth, oh, that. Everyone made a big deal about that because Thiz got Orlin Vives to make it into a movie. It was just a fun little story I wrote for the kids to circulate among their friends. Did you read it? Guildbreaker, no, but I... Weeksbooth, you watched the movie? Guildbreaker, yes. Weeksbooth, everybody watched the movie. Guildbreaker, did you like the movie? Weeksbooth, it was okay. Guildbreaker, only okay? Weeksbooth, they changed too much. Guildbreaker, I heard they cut one of the storylines, is that right? Originally, there were four groups of kids trying to build ships to go around the world, including a 19th-century group, as well as the ancient ones, the ones in 1495, and the contemporary ones? Weeksbooth. Cutting a group was okay. They only had 2 hours. They couldn't fit all four. The problem was they made Taylor Harrow into a utopian. Guildbreaker. That's the leader of the contemporary set? Weeks Booth. They said it was unrealistic for a kid to think that way and not be a utopian.